I'm Robin Allen, registered dietitian and social media specialist for the Military Families Learning Network Nutrition and Wellness Concentration Area. I'm very excited to be talking with Kimberly Zanz, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes educator at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Kim will be the presenter for our upcoming webinar, The ABCs of MDI, Gaining a Working Knowledge of Multiple Daily Injection Insulin Therapy. This free webinar is Wednesday, May 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time. To register, go to our Learn page at learn.extension.org/events/3369. I'm really excited about this webinar, Kim, especially since I've been out of the clinical arena for quite some time. I wanted to take this opportunity to ask you a few questions. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your interests are related to diabetes?
Oh, thank you, Robin. Well, I grew up in Nebraska, being super involved in 4-H. The food and public speaking projects were some of my favorites. So when I attended a 4-H career camp and learned that I could be a dietitian for a career, I was sold, and that was at age 14. The funny thing is, I wanted nothing to do with diabetes. So luckily, I didn't realize it then, but in hindsight, luckily, I was exposed to diabetes at a 4-H camp during college where I was working as a staff member. And after that 1 week immersion in diabetes, I was now saying, I still want to be a dietitian, but only if I can work with people with diabetes. So a complete 180 on my interest. And since then, I've been working in diabetes. I got my first job, which is still my current job, and I just love diabetes. The counseling aspect is what really interests me. It's really fun to surprise a patient when they're expecting a food police type lecture, but when you start asking them questions about themselves and help them gain insight, a better understanding of what they've been struggling with, it can be a really rewarding experience.
Wow, I'm glad you did a 180 on that so we could have your expertise today.
Me too.
How involved do you get with adjusting the insulin for your patients using MDI?
Well, diabetes is unique in that self-management skills are as important, if not more important, than the recommendations a patient receives at the doctor's office. Set doses for insulin only work if a patient has very stable and predictable lifestyle, which isn't very common. Our diabetes educators teach patients how to dose adjust insulin based on standardized algorithms and pattern management. So as a dietitian, I reinforce these techniques when we go over usual food intake and carbohydrate intake. My hope is to pull the concepts together.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't me teaching? Yeah. It's really fun to help to see the light bulbs go off when they start to see concepts come together and how they can apply them in their real life. I also do teaching for people who will be implementing insulin to carbohydrate ratios, and I do this more than our nurses do because it's been a research area of mine. And then I also like to relay information back to our diabetes service providers, and this is because actually changing the insulin dose is outside of our scope, but the information that we bring back to our providers on usual intake really impacts the dose. So indirect, but a very key part of dose adjustment for our patients.
Well, that sounds complicated. I'm glad you're out there helping the patients though, and it sounds like you're being like an advocate for the patients too.
Yeah, it's true, and hopefully we'll have a lot more advocates after the webinar.
Yeah, that would be great. So moving from oral medications to insulin is a big and often dreaded step for patients with type 2 diabetes. How do you support them through this step?
Robin, I'm so glad you asked that question. The biggest thing we can do is what we say and imply before diabetes progresses to needing insulin. We must refrain from using insulin as a threat or a measure of how well someone took care of themselves. These messages are not only inaccurate, but they lay the groundwork for dread and future noncompliance. If you think about other health situations, we don't make patients feel guilty when, let's say, they aren't responding to a chemo treatment. We simply move on to the next treatment and hope it works. And we want to do the same for diabetes because it is also a progressive disease that we cannot fully control. The other thing that we can do when the situation arises, when we have to transition to insulin, is to first understand what the patient with diabetes is thinking and feeling, what their concerns are, and then use that motivational interviewing and address those concerns first. I actually have each of my dietetic interns do a 3-day diabetes simulation that includes 4 blood sugar checks a day, 4 saline injections a day, and following a really strict meal plan. I make it more strict than I'd ever give a patient, just because I want them to know how it feels. And after that simulation, I feel the interns are way more compassionate and they have understanding. They can have some legitimate, real conversations with patients about their concerns, because they've had the same concerns and lived through it. So for any practitioner that works with diabetes, I would encourage you to put yourself through a simulation so you can better connect with the patient. It can also be helpful to be familiar with diabetes supplies and technologies. We have smaller and smaller needles, continuous glucose monitors, insulin pumps, so much that can make life easier for people with diabetes, that it doesn't have to be the drudgery that they've always imagined in their head.
Having the students simulate having diabetes is actually a wonderful idea. I can't even imagine. I know I have hard enough time keeping food diaries, etc., even though I ask people to do it all the time.
Right. 3 days becomes very, very long for them, but they have a better understanding and are much more just caring towards the patients and do more problem solving with them, because they can understand that it's not as simple as saying they're non-compliant. There's real life reasons that they aren't able to implement as we would have them ideally do it.
Well, this is fascinating, Kim. I thank you so much for your time today. And I just can't wait for this upcoming webinar to learn more about the multiple daily injections for people with diabetes.
I'm looking forward to it also.
Thank you so much.